This is a Sichuan news update. A local nonprofit is making sure no child will go without a birthday cake on their special day. To help support low-income or single-parent families who might not be able to afford a birthday cake or decorations for their children's birthday, Risebridge has started offering free birthday kits. Marnie Boers, director of Risebridge, says the idea came from when a local nonprofit, Mamas for Mamas, first ran a program where they would hand out free birthday party kits to low-income or single mothers. When the Mamas for Mamas Nanaimo office closed, Bauer says they wanted to fill in the gaps for the birthday kit program.
We actually did receive a beautiful support from one of the Rotary groups in Nanaimo. They gave us $500, the Rotary Daybreak. So that was really exciting. So that was able to kind of kick off the program a little bit more.
Bauer says a program like this is important for families with low incomes, as throwing birthday parties for their children can be very expensive.
By the time you kind of get all these little pieces, they can add up to $50, $60, $70. So it's just really to make sure that it was accessible for somebody to be able to use it.
Parents can sign up for a birthday kit by emailing Risebridge with the children's age and interests. The kits include cake mix, icing, candles, some decorations, and a gift.
This week we're handing out one that's Spider-Man, so we're able to do like a big banner, birthday banner, colored balloons, and also some other little like ribbons and things like that. So just to make, you know, when you walk down into your kitchen or whatever in the morning, you can have quite a few little decorations up that looks and makes the kiddo happy and excited for their birthday.
While Boers was prepping these kits, she realized that many of the cake mix boxes called for eggs and milk, two ingredients that can be very costly for some families. To find a way around using eggs and milk with the cake mixes, she learned that a can of club soda works just as well.
So we've actually included a can of club soda in each kit as well, because I have a friend that does home economics and she told me the trick is you can use that instead of eggs or milk and it makes it just as fluffy. So it definitely cuts down on the cost, especially when families are using the food bank. You might not have those extra eggs and milk to be able to make a cake mix.
Since Risebridge started offering the program about a month ago, Boer says they have handed out over 8 kits so far. As well, she says a benefit of running this program is having people come to Risebridge to pick up the kits. There, they can learn more about the resources Risebridge has to offer.
We can actually, we hand out snack bags to them if they need some extra support for lunches that week. We can hand out period products to them. We always have abundance of that. And so it's also just like an extra step of being able to connect with them and support them in other ways as well. So most families that have come in, or moms that have come in to pick up the items for their kids, have left with more than just a birthday bag.
This program is available for children and teenagers. Currently with the funding from the Rotary, Boer says that the funding will last them for the next couple of months. But she says they are happy to take in any donations of birthday cake mixes or birthday decoration supplies. They added cake making supplies to the Risebridge Amazon wish list for people to purchase and donate directly to the program.
So yeah, we also take financial donations as well. Each kit probably is about $20 to $25 worth of items. And then we also have some, toys and things that we get donated, or books from other, other people have donated a bunch of children books. Definitely also just because books are my love language, I make sure every bag has a book in it, because I think it's important just to support reading and those kinds of things.
Pick up for the kids is at 520 Prideaux Street every Tuesday between 10 a.m. and noon. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.